Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to God Invention Radio. Mark Alessi, the executive director of the Long Island Angel Network, is on the air with us. This is the fourth segment and the final one, and we will zip through as fast as possible with the most information as possible. I just want to start off with this one question from Linda from Fairfield, Connecticut. Define the dollar amount you lend, VCs, grants, seed, etc. So, Mark, if you don't mind just kind of giving us a quick idea of how much each one lends.
Sure. The angel investor or an angel network will invest $1 to $2 million and anything below that. A typical venture capitalist will invest anywhere above $5 million to $10 million, and that can go into the hundreds of millions of dollars. So the question you have there is, what happens between the $2 million an angel network could invest and the $5 million that a venture capitalist will pick up? And what we're trying to do is fill that void by having angel networks syndicate deals. So you have three, four, five angel networks and their members putting in money into the same deal and sharing that deal. A seed investment could be anywhere from $100,000 to $2 million, and then venture capital, in order for them to expend their resources to look at a deal, it's got to be $5 million and above.
Okay. Somebody emailed me earlier. They have a company, some kind of shoe or flip-flop type of company, and they want to expand their line. Is that something that you would or an angel network would or an angel investor would do something with?
They could, but usually – you know, I would ask a lot of questions there, because if you already have an operating company and you have revenue coming in, you know, how much of your money, how much of your company are you willing to give up to an angel investor or a venture capitalist, you know, a private equity investor, in order to just expand your product line? Why not go out, if you can, for some debt financing or looking for, you know, some kind of strategic partnership that'll get you the capital you need to expand your line. You know, I would say angel investing really should be for an early stage company, just because, you know, the benefit of the angel investor is money when you don't have it for that startup and that startup expertise. But if you're a well-established company, it's not impossible. It's not an impossible relationship to work out. But there's a lot of questions to be asked in that area.
Okay. Also, another question just came in. So it's angelcapitalassociation.org, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's where you can look up angel groups in your area. Okay, Mark, I'd like to just briefly skim through, if you don't mind, how the process works. Let's say we do have something that we'd love to show you, and we identified an angel network in our area. Now we contact you. What happens?
So I'll tell you, you call me as the executive director of the Long Island Angel Network. You say
yep.
You have a business plan, you want an investment. I'm going to direct you to our website to plug in your information about your company, your executive summary, your business plan. You enter it in your website. We're in August right now. We have a monthly board meeting. Some angel networks meet weekly, but we meet monthly with our board. The board will look at about 15 to 20 deals that come in online. Out of those 15 to 20 deals, they might see 5 to 6 that look like they're a good match that we have to follow up on. And so it's my job after that board meeting to call the other 15 and say, this is why we're not calling you in for a presentation now. This is what you have to shore up. I can point you in the direction of some resources to help you with your business plan. And then the other 5 or 6, we start a due diligence process, make sure it's a real business plan, and we pick, you know, between 5 and 10 of those best plans every quarter, and we present it to our full investor network, which is about 60 investors now. And the entrepreneur, it's important, one, to have an elevator speech, which means 30, 60 seconds tops, but I'd say 30 seconds. You're getting on the first floor, you're going to the 50th floor, and you got an investor sitting right next to you, and that's as much attention as you have when you're talking to him individually. Get a elevator speech that is compelling, that's going to make him want to call you and find out more. And when it comes to the actual pitch, when you come to see our investors, your pitch is going to be about 8 minutes tops, maybe 5 minutes.
Does everybody
sure
get to see?
A, you know, a slide presentation.
Does everybody get to go into the? You have to pass a certain point.
Well, yeah, exactly. We select the best business plan. So we get about 20 business plans a month. I'd like to increase that number. And out of those 20 business plans, we might pick 5 or 6 to follow up on. I'd like to increase that number also. And every quarter, we look at 5 to 10 plans. So they all keep getting narrowed down. But if you're not selected for the quarterly meeting, it doesn't mean you won't be selected for the next one. It just means you might need some work on your plan, or you have to, you know, work on some of your fundamentals, and we'll help you do that.
You provide that feedback?
We provide some of that feedback. We'll tell you who you know, maybe you have to go meet with an accountant and do a better evaluation of your company. You might need, some patent work. We had some questions on your patent. You weren't able to answer it. Come back when you can. So we filter it out so that when our full investor group looks at 5 or 10 business plans at our quarterly meeting, those are 5 or 10 business plans that are ready for an investment.
Okay,
and then it comes down to what flavor they like.
Okay, somebody's asking, how will I know they won't steal my idea? Do I need an NDA?
You can look for an NDA, but again, if you're coming in and it's a patented idea, we're not stealing it. You know, if it's not a patented idea, you might want an NDA. But I haven't heard of an angel network going out and stealing an idea.
Okay.
Not yet. So.
All right. So, Mark, interesting stuff. Maybe you can share a quick story with us on a successful deal that you're able to speak about.
Sure. One of our investments for the Long Island Angel Network that we're extremely proud of is General Sentiment. And so General Sentiment is a company, you can look them up online, they provide sentiment analysis of technology or everything that's being said on the web, on blogs, on Facebook, on social media. And, for example, right now their clients are Toyota. When Toyota had their issue with the brakes and they were doing commercials to counteract some of that negative press, they had focus groups across the United States that cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. Well, they were able to go to General Sentiment, and for a fraction of that cost, in a half hour, every time they aired a commercial, they can get a sentiment analysis that was dead-on accurate to the focus groups, and they would know what people were thinking about and saying about that commercial, about the product, what different states thought. So that technology came out of our local university, Stony Brook University. It was invented by a professor and his students. Mm-hmm. They patented it and then they licensed it to an entrepreneur who was a member. The entrepreneur was also a member of the Angel Network and one of our board members. A number of the board members liked the idea a great deal. They invested in it. And, the company is probably 2 years old now. It's grown by leaps and bounds. And I believe
have
it's
going
to be one of the
times?
Major success stories.
That's great. Have you seen 10 times your investment yet?
We're a new angel network. We're 2.5 years old. You could say 3 years old if you count the organizing meeting. So our investments are just at the point where we're hoping that they'll ripen.
Great. I wish you the best of luck there. Mark, we have about 30 seconds or so left. I'd like, if you don't mind, just giving some final words to the inventors out there. Help us, inspire us, help us, you know, give us some final words.
Well, I got to say this. All the net jobs created, which jobs are being created in the United States despite our economy, all those net jobs are being created by new companies that are 1 or 2 years old. They're startups, they're small, they're innovative, and they're entrepreneurs, just like you. So keep plugging away, and the greatest tool you have is enthusiasm. If you believe in it, if you drink the Kool-Aid, other people are going to want a taste of it.
That was great, Mark. Thank you very much for joining us. We really appreciate having you on our show.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it, too. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Mark. That was Mark Alessi, the executive director of the Long Island Angel Network, and that was some great information. And thank you, everybody, for listening. That was Gotinvention Radio on WSRadio.com. Have a great night. Till next week.
If you own a business, here's a concept that can give your business a serious breakthrough. I call it the stadium pitch. What if I could put all of your potential buyers in a giant stadium and give you the chance to walk out and present to them all at once, making your company famous in a single day? Could you do it? 99% of business owners surveyed are not prepared. Are you? If we put you in front of all your potential buyers right now, listen, there are 14 strategic objectives for an opportunity like this, and I'll bet you won't think of more than two or three. Heck, I'll give you all 14 if you call 800-833-0111. This is Tony Robbins. I've spent the last three decades creating business breakthroughs, and now I've teamed with Chet Holmes, the author of the number one business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. This stadium pitch concept is invaluable if you're a business owner who wants to be at the cutting edge of business breakthroughs today. And it's expertly depicted in a stunning report that I'll give you as my gift if you call 800-833-0111. Leave us your email, and we'll email the report to you in 5 seconds. Call 800-833-0111.
Okay, you admit to yourself that you have a huge credit card problem. However you got there, you've racked up $10,000, $20,000, or more in debt, and it mounts up daily, right? I don't need to tell you what your credit card statements look like, but I'm here to give you some help. All you need to do is make one quick, no-obligation call to the Debt Solutions Network, and one of our partner companies will help you with proven strategies to help you get out of debt. They can reduce your debt, in some cases up to 50%, and help stop the collection calls. If you're buried in credit card debt, call the Debt Solutions Networks now and learn for free how they can help you get out of debt for much less than you owe. Here's the number.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. Learn how you can get out of credit card debt now. Call now for a free debt analysis. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188.
Did you know? A 2009 survey of 22 U.S. hedge fund managers by London-based Moonraker Fund Management found that 90% of these managers had bought physical gold for personal investment. Isn't it time you consider gold? You don't need to be a market professional to enjoy the benefits. Gold is for people looking to diversify their portfolio. It's a scarce resource with intrinsic value. Talk to your financial advisor, then call and speak with Goldline to learn more about the types of gold available, including Swiss and French gold coins and proof American coins. Considering gold as part of your diversification strategy is common sense. Call Goldline at 800-711-9042. Ask them about the different payment options and read the important risk information to see if owning gold is right for you. As a thank you for your call, you'll receive the latest issue of the American Advisor Newsletter, a $25 value with the Goldline Investor Kit. Call Goldline today at 800-711-9042. 800-711-9042.